They were intercepting and doing a raid on an illegal taxation checkpoint being operated by Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab is the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia that has attacked U.S. and Western interests before, both inside and outside of Somalia. During the course of this raid, came under fire, and our forces, who were some ways back conducting advisory support to this mission, did call in an airstrike as a defensive measure.
What was the outcome of the strike?
There were 5 Al-Shabaab militants killed in the strike. This was something that resulted in a firefight, and that's why that strike was called in. The Al-Shabaab counterfire against them was put down, and that illegal taxation checkpoint, which is a nice way of saying a place where they shake down travelers along a remote road, has been eradicated.
Were the U.S. forces in any immediate harm?
No, they weren't. The U.S. forces were not involved directly in this firefight. They were providing advisory support from some distance away to these AMISOM forces that were raiding this illegal checkpoint.
What overall role are U.S. military forces supposed to play in that advisory role?
We have forces that are working very closely with our partners on the ground in Somalia. This is AMISOM, the African force that is there to combat Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Keep in mind, Al-Shabaab has pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. They continue to use these safe havens throughout Somalia, both to undermine the legitimate government there, but also to plot attacks against U.S. citizens and our interests throughout East Africa.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis, the Pentagon spokesman. J.J. Green, WTOP News.